I'm Yeji Cha. I live in Brooklyn with my dog and my fiance, and I'm a violinist and arts administrator. When I was younger, growing up, I always loved and continue to love anything to do with pork. I love meat. And so the Korean word for pork, for pig, is 돼지, 돼지. And it kind of rhymes with 예지. So people would joke, oh, it's Yeji the 돼지, you know, just because, not because I looked like a pig, but because I loved pigs so much. You know, I love to eat pig. You just fry it up and you put it on, you know, on top of rice and with like lettuce leaves, and you just wrap it up. You can put some kimchi on it or some, you know, special Korean hot sauce on it. And you just put the whole thing in your mouth. That's the thing. You can't break it up into pieces. You have to just shove the whole thing in your mouth and eat it. But yeah, gosh, what is there to not love about Korean food? When I was in college, junior year, I went to this indie rock show. It was with this guy named Jens Lekman. I knew his music pretty well, and I was so excited to go to the concert. And I was standing front row with my girlfriends, and we were complete, you know, girl fans, you know. And he's just one guy. Well, he had a band. He had like a violist, a cellist, a trumpet player. But he's just singing. He's the only singer. He has his guitar. It was a fantastic show. And afterwards, I stuck around long enough to follow him to an after-party secret show, where we went to this abandoned loft. It was just 30 of us. And he played another hour of music just by himself, and we were all just circling him. And I was just completely smitten. I lost it. A few weeks later, a friend of mine who was working for this management company told me that Jens Lekman was looking for a violinist to tour with him for the upcoming year. The upcoming year, meaning my senior year in college. And there was a moment when I was like, should I just say fuck it and, you know, come back to college a year later and just take a year off, go tour the world with Jens Lekman? I mean, how awesome would that be? And it would only happen once in a lifetime. And why not when I'm 21 years old and I have nothing holding me back? In the end, I chose my practical route and I stayed stuck with school. But you know, sometimes I wonder what would my life be like right now if I had gone on that tour with Jens Lekman. I mean, I could be a completely different person. You know, but it's fun to think about that stuff sometimes.